All right, we are right at 10 o'clock. We are now on the record. This proceeding is being recorded. Good morning. I'm Susan Drummond, Benton County Hearing Examiner. It is Friday, 10 o'clock, April 17, 2026. We have five items on today's agenda. Three are conditional use permit applications for accessory dwelling units. There is a conditional use permit application for a painting business, and then we also have a variance request. And I'll probably hear the ADUs first, then move to the painting business, and then hear the variance last. A few introductory remarks, and then we'll get started. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. That just means it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials for today's agenda items and I'm not aware of any conflicts. But if there are any concerns, now is the time to raise them. In terms of the order of presentation, typically I'll hear first from the planning department. They will provide a summary of the proposal. Then we'll turn to the applicant. The applicant can add additional detail on the proposal, and then we open the matter up for public comment. And anyone who is online or in the hearing room who would like to comment on the particular proposal may do so. We are proceeding both in Zoom and in person. If there are any technical issues, we'll halt the proceeding and sort those. And if at any point you cannot hear anyone, please let me know. Either speak up, or if you're online, raise your hand or utilize the chat feature. Just don't submit any material through the chat feature that you would like me to review. I don't have access to it, and we don't have a way to retain what is submitted. So I think with that, are there any procedural questions from anyone?
Looks good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started with the first agenda item. This is a request for an accessory dwelling unit for Clinton and Anna Bush. I have received exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.2. Those are all admitted. Who from the planning department is presenting on this ADU?
That would be me, Nikki.
And that's Ms. Relia, correct?
Yes.
All right. If you can state your name for the record.
Nikki Relia.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-004 on February 13th, 2026. The applicant is Carrie Casey with Lexar Homes of Tri-Cities. The owners, Clinton and Anna Bush, are proposing to construct a 784 square foot ADU. The property is approximately 1 acre in size and is located in the Rural Lands 1 acre district off East Tatum Boulevard in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to a 3,702 square foot single family dwelling that is currently under construction. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes. The Benton County Fire Marshal commented that the ADU would have to comply with the private roads and driveway requirements for the fire apparatus access. And the Public Utility District commented that the applicant should contact Benton PUD to discuss a separate metered service to the ADU. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Relia. I do not have any questions for you. Is the applicant online or in the hearing room?
Not in the hearing room and does not appear to be online.
All right. So is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal, whether they are in the hearing room or online?
Not that I can see online nor in the courthouse.
Okay, All right. Well, I have reviewed, I don't have any questions for the applicant, so that's fine that they are not present. And I have reviewed the proposal for consistency with both the conditional use permit criteria, which require assessment of material detriment and adequacy of the supporting infrastructure, and also the ADU specific criteria, which go to kind of the size of the use and how it fits in with the surrounding area. And I do believe that the applicant has demonstrated a consistency with these criteria, so I will be approving this ADU CUP. The decision will be out within 10 business days and emailed to the planning department and then forwarded to the applicant. Are there any questions on the, this matter? Procedural questions?
Nope.
Okay. All right. So we will move to the next agenda item. This is also an accessory dwelling unit proposal. It's matter CUP 2026-6-006. Proposed, by Joshua and Marcia Walton. And Ms. Relia, are you also presenting on this proposal?
Yes, as well as the CUP 007.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you remain sworn in. And I have received on this one exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.13. Those are all admitted and you may proceed when you are ready.
The planning division received the application CUP 2026-006 on February 27th, 2026. The applicants and owners, Joshua and Marcia Walton, are proposing to construct an 800 square foot ADU. The property is approximately 6.1 acres in size and located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off North Everett Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,120 square foot single family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator commented that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. The Benton County Fire Protection District Number 2 commented that the ADU should have a driveway with direct access from either the existing driveway or Everett Road. And the Benton Public Utility District commented that the applicant shall contact Benton PUD to discuss the distance requirements to the ADU. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application, subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 6 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Relia. I believe you indicated the applicant was present in the hearing room. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Is there anything the applicant wanted to add to the planning department's summary of this ADU proposal?
I don't think so. I just came to see how it all works.
Okay. All right. No, that's great. And I don't have any questions for you on this. So at this point, we'll open this up to public comment. Is there anyone in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Neither.
Okay. All right. I do believe the applicant has demonstrated consistency with both the conditional use permit criteria and the ADU specific criteria. So I will be approving this ADU. As with the other matter, a decision will be out within 10 business days, probably sooner. That will be emailed to the planning department and then forwarded to the applicant. Are there any procedural questions?
No.
Okay. All right, well, Mr. and Ms. Walton, you are welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing, but there is no need to do so as action on your matter has concluded.
Thank you.
All right, so we will now move to agenda item CUP 2026-007. This is our third ADU proposal, and it is from Intrigue Custom Homes on behalf of William and Cheryl Brasker. Ms. Relia, are you presenting on this as well?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I have received HEM 1.1, HEM through HEM 1.13. Those exhibits are all admitted, and Ms. Relia, you may proceed when you are ready.
The Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-007 on March 12, 2026. The applicant is Paul Fansler, The owners, William and Cheryl Brasper, are proposing to construct a 796-square-foot ADU. The property is approximately 2.5 acres in size and located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off 38th Avenue in West Richland, area of unincorporated Benton County. The ADU will be accessory to an existing 2,425-square-foot single-family dwelling. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Building Division commented that the accessory dwelling unit must comply with all current building and fire codes as adopted by Benton County. The Benton County Rural Water Supply Coordinator commented that the property is located within the Rural Water Supply Program area, which will require the new dwelling unit to comply with the program. The Benton Franklin Health District commented that prior to final occupancy of the ADU, the septic permit design must be installed and approved by the Health District's office. And the Benton County Fire Marshal commented that the specific driveway and private road requirements must be met for the proposed ADU. With that, the planning staff is recommending approval of the project, application, subject to the suggested 23 findings of fact and 5 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. Riley. I don't have any questions for you. I think you had indicated the applicant is in the hearing room for this proposal as well. Is that correct?
They are.
Yes. Is there anything, I assume that's William and Cheryl Brasker, is there anything that you all wanted to add to this proposal?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't have any questions for the applicant. Is there anyone from the public who is in the hearing room or online who would like to comment on this proposal?
Does not appear so.
Okay. All right. Well, as with the other two ADUs, the applicant has demonstrated consistency with both the conditional use permit criteria and the accessory dwelling unit permit criteria. So I will be approving this CUP. Decision will be out within 10 business days and emailed to the planning department, and the department will forward the decision on to the applicant. Are there any procedural questions on this matter?
10 business days,
10 calendar. I'm sorry, it sounds like there was a question. I didn't catch that.
It was just an inquiry about business days.
Oh, business days. Yeah. Oh, okay. So that would be basically Monday through Friday, unless one of those is a holiday. I suspect, though, that this decision will be out early next week at the latest. Does that answer the question? Okay. Any other procedural questions?
No.
Okay. All right. We have concluded action on this matter. And the applicant, you are welcome to stay for the remainder of the hearing, but no need to do so. All right, so now we are moving to the painting proposal. This is a CUP 2026-005. Proposed by Juan Aguilar, and I may need help on pronunciation of the name. Ms. Riley, let's see, actually, who is presenting on this? Is that Ms. Riley?
That will be me.
I'm sorry?
That will be me.
And that is, I can't see very well.
Maya McDonald.
Oh, yes, Ms. McDonald. Good morning. If you could state your name for the record.
Maya McDonald.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. On this proposal, I have received HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.12. Those exhibits are all admitted and you may proceed when you are ready.
Planning Division received the application for CUP 2026-005 on February 26, 2026. The applicant, Juan Aguilar of JA Northwest Painting, LLC, is proposing to operate a painting business. The proposed painting business would operate within a 2,000 square foot area of a 2,304 square foot detached shop building. Activities on site shall be limited to general office activities, storage of painting supplies, and occasional hand painting of materials. Operating hours shall be Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., with no clients visiting the location. The property to be utilized is approximately 2.5 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre zoning district off of Kennedy Road in the Benton City area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. The following comments of note were received during agency review. The Benton County Fire Marshal stated that the proposed painting business must comply with IBC and IFC, including possible installation of a fire suppression system and exhaust system. A summary of the comments received from Benton County Code Enforcement is as follows. The business activity, including all storage space, shall not occupy more than 2,000 square feet of total floor area within the detached accessory building. A change of use permit from the Benton County Building Division will be required to bring the accessory building into compliance. The single-family residence currently under construction must obtain final occupancy from the Benton County Building Division, and no more than two non-illuminating signs with a maximum area of 4 square feet each shall be permitted. With that, planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 22 findings of fact and 9 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. It looks like the code enforcement comment went to questions on both the size of the use as well as the signage, and from the conditions, proposed conditions from the planning department, it looks like those address those concerns. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is the applicant present?
It doesn't appear online nor in our office.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. McDonald addressed the only questions I have, so I get at this point we'll open it up to public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
Does not appear so.
Okay. All right. Well, I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with both the conditional use permit criteria as well as the accessory business use criteria, which are fairly extensive, but go to essentially the size and the scope of the use to make sure it is compatible with the surrounding area. The applicant has demonstrated consistency with both sets of criteria, so I will be approving proposal. Decision on this will be out within 10 business days. That will be emailed to the planning department and then provided to the applicant. Are there any procedural questions on this proposal?
Nope.
Okay. All right. We will move to our last agenda item. This is a variance request for a garage addition. It is proposed by Robert and Helen Burke, a matter of variance 2026-001. Who from the planning department is presenting on this? Ms. McDonald, is that you?
Yes.
As well?
Yep.
Okay. I have received exhibits HEM 1.1 through HEM 1.9. Those are all admitted. Ms. McDonald, you may proceed when you are ready.
The planning division received the application for variance 2026-001 on February 17th, 2026. The applicants, Robert and Helen Burke, are requesting a variance from setback requirements to construct an attached garage to an existing residence. The proposed variance would allow the addition to encroach 15 feet into the required 25-foot setback from the 30-foot access easement on the west property line. The variance is being requested due to the placement of existing structures in geologically hazardous areas on site. The property is approximately 3.02 acres in size and is located in the Rural Lands 5-acre district off of Valley Vista Private Road in the Kennewick area of unincorporated Benton County. The Planning Division has met all required public notice timelines, including submitting the application to reviewing agencies for comment and mailing the notice of hearing to property owners within 300 feet of the subject parcel. The Planning Division did not receive any comments opposed to the proposal. In summary, the planning staff is recommending approval of the application subject to the suggested 12 findings of fact and 3 conditions of approval as outlined in the staff report.
Thank you, Ms. McDonald. It looks like, as you've just summarized and what I saw in the application materials, that the variance is requested and necessary because of the steep slopes on the property. My understanding is correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is the applicant present?
Yes.
And is there anything the applicant wanted to add to the proposal?
No, ma'am. Okay. That's what I need to do.
Okay. And I don't believe that, I think it's pretty clear why the variance is being requested due to the steep slopes on the property. And I haven't identified any material detriment or detriment to the surrounding property owners. But let me open this up for public comment. Is there anyone from the public who would like to comment on this proposal?
Does not appear so.
Okay. All right. Well, I have reviewed the proposal in conjunction with the variance right criteria, which and then variances can only be granted if there are very unique conditions on the property, and steep slopes does qualify as that, and it has to be necessary in kind of the minimum amount of change in the requirement. I have reviewed the proposal in conjunction with those criteria, and the applicant has demonstrated consistency with those criteria, so the variance request will be approved, and the decision will be emailed to the planning department within 10 business days, and then the planning department will provide the decision to the applicant. Are there any procedural questions on this?
No, I guess after this point,
that's a question I think more for the planning department, Ms. McDonald. I don't know if you have any response on that.
Yeah, we'll wait to receive the final decision from the hearings examiner, and then they can proceed with the permit.
Yeah, so you'll need, I assume would be the building, you have this decision, then you proceed with the building permit, and then you'll kind of, you go through their processes, and yeah. So, but if any other questions on that, feel free to contact the planning department or building department. So, all right, any other procedural questions? No, okay, all right. Is there anything else that we need to address before we adjourn? Okay. All right. Well, thank you all for your appearances this morning. We are adjourned.
Thank you.